If you missed it last week, Brooke was telling us about how she now wants to have another baby.
Yay! Yeah!
I don't. I mean, I do and I don't.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're going to start rumors that I'm pregnant and people are going to be asking me.
You're pregnant?
And then, no,
I heard a rumor.
You guys.
I heard the rumor that Brooke is preggers.
Yay, she said it.
Is it true, Brooke, you're late?
You guys, I've just
you're
gained a couple of pounds over the last year, so back off of me.
Oh, you're right. You're not late. We're late. And that means it's time for WCII.
I'll take anything that gets off of this topic.
Which clip is it?
If you don't know how
this works, I have two viral audio clips we pulled off the internet, but only have time to play one of them, and my co-host gets to pick which. And I was joking before when I said that this has been going on for 6 months. Realistically, it's probably more at two and a half months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to ask my co-hosts why they won't pick the clip that all the listeners are begging for, but I can't ask that because we're late. Duh. So let's just get to your options. Option number one is a 15-second clip. Way too short if you ask me, but 15-second clip of a sellout parrot who'll do anything to earn a quick buck, even submit his own audio clip while his friend has been waiting for months. And this other parrot sent in a cheap Matthew McConaughey impression.
Oh.
Or
that's a hard impression.
Option two, the original, the one and only 55-second clip of a friend of the show.
Dare
I say a family member
at this point.
You don't know that.
It's a hardworking parrot who's down on his wings and his knees begging you to just please listen as he pours his heart and soul into a cover of a Led Zeppelin song.
Please, Polly wants a cracker.
Let's vote. Which clip is it, Brooke?
I'm going with Matthew McConaughey impression.
Okay.
Shocker, Jose.
Well, you know, Jeff, I'm a man of impressions, so I will also choose Matthew McConaughey parrot. Let's go. Let's all do the impression.
Doesn't matter about me, but I would have picked Matthew McConaughey parrot.
She likes hot guys and hot parrots.
Yeah. We'll just play the hack parrot doing
You're
Matthew
just
McConaughey.
So defeated.
Can we put it up on our website so
Absolutely we can listen to it over again? No. I mean, everyone's done that impression. I can't believe
it's
that you wanted to hear
it.
No parrot's ever sung Led Zeppelin before. Come on. Whatever. You know what? Let's just move
on. Why do you keep rubbing your face?
I'm just so stressed out. Let's just move on to the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get the wrong answer, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. Probably not a Led Zeppelin song. But text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Jose Coconut Head Bolaños.
Hey!
All right. Jose is putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Alanis Morissette is credited in the English Oxford Dictionary with creating a phrase that you've all heard in everyday life, specifically in the dating world. She first used the phrase in the lyrics of one of her songs, and it's been credited as the earliest known use of the term. It's now frequently referenced in pop culture and adopted by society as common dating slang. What phrase am I talking about?
Oh. You said Alanis Morissette really strangely.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis.
Is it Alanis?
You're wasting time now.
All right, Alanis Morissette, she was big back in the 90s.
I loved her.
These are going to be dating terms that aren't the new ones, like ghosting wasn't around.
I see.
But what was the term for ghosting back then?
But he's saying that the dating term is still used today.
Yeah, that we've heard it. We've all heard
that's
it.
That's just like when it was first.
But that would be when it was first coming out, and that's when it, I'm assuming it became popular.
Okay.
What about instead of like DMing or something? Like, was there a different slide into your DM? Like, you don't like swipe or slide or DM. I don't know.
What about Sugar Baby? Is Sugar Baby, I don't know what song lyric.
I don't think it's really a dating
lyric.
Term, though. Yeah, I mean, it is.
Sugar Daddy and Baby.
I just think of it as a business, but I guess.
I'm just like, it's a free ride when you're already late.
Let's get the question one more time.
Alanis Morissette isn't just a musician and actress, but she's also got the biggest street cred of all, coining a term that exists in the dictionary today. It's a term that is synonymous with dating and relationships. You've definitely heard, probably because it's in the dictionary. Duh.
We know all the dictionary.
What is it?
One that comes to my mind is, I mean, we use this all the time still, is a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Oh, what if that wasn't a thing yet?
Would that be in the dictionary? One-night stand?
I think so.
Or
yeah, with
what about Walk of Shame?
Ooh,
that just feels
one.
Very Alanis Morissette-y. I can't think of a lyric that it goes through.
Now you're tapping into your history, Brooke. Yeah. This is good. Keep going with this. What else?
Brooke's like crying.
Booty call.
Booty call.
Booty call. That's a good one. So now we're thinking of good stuff.
Is there anything about having your hand in your pocket? It's a huge Alanis Morissette song.
You gotta get your hands out of your pants, Brooke,
well,
okay?
It's not related to dating
and relationships.
If it was
that obvious, Jake wouldn't give it to us.
Okay.
If it was like the number one thing we all thought of.
Another popular term was friends with benefits.
Oh. Yeah. Hey.
And now there's
like
just
that.
A different.
Catching feelings.
Catfishing?
No, nobody was saying catching feelings.
All right, we need an answer, Jose.
All right, I'm gonna go with Walk of Shame. Final answer.
The queen of alt-rock, Alanis Morissette, has sold over 75 million albums and maybe even a bigger claim to fame. She's also put a famous phrase in the dictionary. It all happened because she first used it in her song Head Over Feet in 1995, and since then it's frequently referenced when it comes to dating, and it's also the title of a popular movie. Alanis changed the English language forever when she sang, "You're my best friend with benefits."
Said that.
I feel like I know it.
I can't think of that song. I'm going to have to Google search this song.
We're going to listen to it.
All right. Well, didn't get it right. And somebody wanted to hear an Alanis Morissette song. Ironic.
Hey.
Dude, I'm listening to this whole album later today.
Oh, no.
Please put your headphones on.
Yeah, please don't. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just didn't take. And who would have thought it figured out?
It's actually pretty good.
It's such a good song.
It really is.
We'll listen to the album together later.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll listen on my own.
Brooks didn't have her hands in her pants the whole time. So. It's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.